God, send your Holy Spirit to be with us now. We give you thanks for the word that you put before us, and we ask that you help us to break that hope, that we might see, that we might understand, and that we might live as people of the Lord. Amen. There are so many here today. There are, I don't know, maybe 70 or 80 of us in this room, but we're not the only ones here. You see, there are saints here too that came before us. Now the word saint, when we hear that word, we tend to think of people who are excellent or heroic or special or somehow exemplary in the faith. But that's not how the New Testament uses the word. The Greek word for saints is hagioi, which means holy ones. It is used to refer to people like you and me, people who aren't particularly special or particularly heroic or particularly exemplary, but who are made special, who are made saints and holy ones because we follow Jesus. And it is through Jesus where we receive our sainthood. So we are joined this morning across space and time by the saints who came before us, who built these walls that we now surround us, who established this missionary outpost here in Jericho Underhill so many years ago, and who give us the traditions which still shape our faith and our practice today. There are so many of us here. But there's more, too, because we saints and those saints are joined also by the Holy Spirit, right? And by Jesus and by God, who is bigger than this room and bigger than this world and bigger than this universe, but still manages to squeeze in here somehow. It's amazing that roof doesn't pop off and those windows don't blow out because there are so many here. And so my prayer this morning is Paul's prayer, where he prays to the church in Ephesus. He says, "May the eyes of your hearts be opened." So my prayer this morning is that the eyes of our hearts are opened, that we can see not only the 70 or 80 of us that are here, but also the saints who came before us, and also the triune God who has joined us. Now we know what happens when you get so many people into a small space, right? It gets warm, doesn't it? In fact, it can even get hot. And I was thinking about that this morning as I came across this great story. It's a Hasidic story. And it is about a student who's sitting around the fire with his teacher, his rabbi. And he says, "Rabbi, what is the meaning of community?" And the rabbi didn't say a word. In fact, he was silent for a long time until finally that fire burned out and we were left with just glowing coals in the fire. So the teacher, he took one of those coals and he put it outside the hearth, and pretty soon that ember burned down to a black and cold chunk, while the fire in the fireplace still glowed hot and intense and passionate. It was a great answer to the student's question about the meaning of community, because in the community we maintain our heat. You see, it's in the community where the passion and the power can grow. It is in the community, the worship, where we are joined by the saints across space and time. We are joined by our white, hot God. It is in the worshiping community where we glow and bring life, and others look at us and wonder and ask, why do they burn so brightly? There are so many here today. Thanks be to God for the saints. Thanks be to God for the fire. Thanks be to God for the hope